continue with the ways of Mashiach, the Alter Rebbe, and this is the second part. Okay, so we're going to summarize the opinions of the Gemara. The silence of Rabbi Eliezer at the end of that debate with Rabbi Yoshua indicates that he acknowledges that, regardless as to the effectiveness of tshuva, there is indeed a final case that will come even without tshuva and maisim tovim, tshuva and good deeds. This is how the Alter Rebbe is summarizing it. Rabbi Yochanan is summarizing these two approaches, either with tshuva, which means entirely meritorious, or without, which is entirely not meritorious. And therefore, we can summarize the approaches as follows. The Mitzvah says as follows. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Geula is via tshuva, which causes the Yidden to be entirely meritorious, kulo zakai, which is achishena. I will hasten it. I'll bring the Geula faster. Rabbi Yeshua holds that tshuva is not required, and the Geula can also come when kuloi chayev, they're entirely not meritorious, which is the Geula be'ita, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Furthermore, although Rabbi Yochanan divides Be'ita and Achishena into two separate and opposing options, the Pasuk itself that he's quoting from states them together. Be'ita Achishena, in its time I will hasten it. He doesn't say either or. He says it is one thing, the Navi. So this, according to the Mitzvah Rebbe, is a third way for the Geula to come, which he describes as rushing, speeding up, the final Kates of Daniel. In other words, they had a debate about Kates, with Mashiach, with the tshuva, without tshuva, but there's a final case of Daniel. And this is the third pirush of Bita Chishena. And this third option itself, the Mitzvah Rebbe divides it into three variations. One is an awakening from above, that Hashem awakens to bring the Geula, this case of Daniel. The second is through the sufferings of Golis. And the third is, Limani Ese, for my own sake I will do it. Hashem will do it for his own sake. Thus, the Mitzvah Rebbe makes order from the various opinions in the Gemara. To summarize, the options of these have been explained thus far in the Maibar. The first one is meritorious through tshuva and maisim tovim. This is Achishena. This is Rabbi Eliezer. Not meritorious, but the Geula comes anyway. This is Be'ita and Rabbi Yehoshua. Third option is not meritorious, but speeded by an awakening to tshuva from above. This is Ba'ita Achishena, first option. Not meritorious, but speeded by the suffering and Golus. This is the Ba'ita Achishena, the second option. And for my sake, I will do it, which is Ba'ita Achishena, the third option. Now, the Mitzvah Rebbe proceeds to explain these options more deeply and to describe their practical ramifications. So this is in the Bapnimiyas in Yanim. What is it, in a deeper level, what does it mean? So, on a deeper level, Rabbi Eliezer holds that tshuva is necessary in order to transform darkness to light. That's what Geula means to Rabbi Eliezer, transforming darkness to light. And he holds that this has to be, this is dependent on tshuva. This transformation of evil to good is beyond Avodas Birurim, right? We're all here to do Avodas Birurim. The Rebbe says Avodas Birurim is finished. Thus, he only mentions tshuva and not good deeds, because the good deeds, Torah and Mitzvahs, this is what does the Birurim. And he holds that the Geula is transforming darkness to light, which is not Avodas Birurim, rather it's tshuva. Because the darkness is Gimel Klipas Atameis, and that's through tshuva. The Birurim of Klipas Noige is through good deeds, Torah and Mitzvahs, and he's not speaking about that. So this tshuva of Rabbi Eliezer is the required awakening from below, which arouses an awakening from below, awakening from above, according to his opinion. Now, Rabbi Yehoshua, however, holds that the purpose of the descent into Golis is for the Birurim, refining the Nitzutzos that fell, the holy sparks that fell. And therefore, even without rectifying sins through tshuva, or as we explain, also tshuva for tzaddikim, which is in the Gemara brings without money, because kesef is from the word which means a longing. So even without a longing to be to return to Hashem, to oneness with Hashem, you will be redeemed, because through the refinement of the nitzuzah, through avodas birurim, the klipas will disappear as a result of that avodas birurim. So you did tshuva, you didn't do tshuva, you're fine, because you did avodas birurim. That's Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion. Now the Mitzvah Rebbe explains, what causes the klipas to disappear if not tshuva? And the answer is an illumination of the Or of Atzmus. The Or Atzmus, which is a level where there's no difference between darkness and light. Kachashecha ka'ora, says in Tehillim. Darkness is like light. This means that this light, this or of Atzmus, can shine even when there wasn't tshuva. Oh, sounds great. But then he throws a bombshell. This lofty revelation itself, this or of Atzmus, which is even can shine in the darkness, even shine when there is no tshuva, this itself causes the lengthening of Golis. Because Atzmus can also dwell in the darkness of Klipas Noiga, meaning that the or of Atzmus shines in the darkness without being hindered by the darkness. And the darkness continues to be darkness. And it's not like other levels of light. Other levels of light, they push away the darkness because they cannot coexist with darkness. It's either light or darkness. And this light pushes away the darkness. The or of Atzmus, which is the or of the Geula, can shine in coexistence with darkness. So because of that fact, the Golus can go on longer and longer. The or of Atzmus can be shining, and the Golus can go on longer and longer. It seems that the explanation may be as follows. That since he writes, the Mitzvah Rebbe writes, that this illumination of the Or Atzmus brings an end to the Yanika of the Klipas, that the Klipas no longer receive life force. So how does this result in a lengthening of the Golus? Seemingly, that's it. The Or Atzmus shines and that's it. There should be no more. So it would seem that the Golus is lengthened by the Yidden themselves continuing to sin, because since they didn't do tshuva, and they didn't notice this Or of Atzmus, which is revealed without pushing away the darkness, so they can still be in darkness. And because of the darkness, they can still do Avedas. And they didn't do tshuva, and they're not going to do tshuva from this revelation. So their behavior remains unchanged, and they themselves continue to give Yanika to the Klipas, Rachman Islan, even after these Klipas have had their official life force cut off. So you could call it humanitarian aid to our worst spiritual enemies. In other words, they got cut off. Because the Or of Atzmus is shining. We finished Avodas Birurim. And the Or of Atzmus is shining. And they're not getting any life force from above. But because this Gilui of Or Atzmus can coexist with darkness, and you can remain in darkness, and therefore you can continue to sin, and you can continue yourself to give them a transfer from your account to their account. Anyway, the Mitzvah Rebbe then says that there's a need to transform the Mashiach of Makif, that's the expression he uses, the Mashiach of Makif. Makif, of course, is surrounding, external and surrounding. It doesn't necessarily affect you inside. You have to transform this Mashiach of Makif to an internalized level. Right? I'm sure that if you're familiar with the Dvar Malchus Sichas, it's sounding familiar over here. So he says that this occurs when the Or shines bepnimius without the coarse garment of Klipas Noiga, because it's a Levush Sak. Without the coarse garment of Noga. Klipas Noga is everything in this world. And this can only be accomplished via Tshuva and Maisim Tovim, which is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Okay? That is what the Mitzvah Rebbe says. He's going to explain to us how they both can be understood together without a contradiction. So he says, this level is called Yosher. That's the level of Eliezer. This is what he says. The Geula is, you have to internalize it and make yourself able to be a klifor through tshuva. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehoshua holds that the ketz can come by itself at the end of the biur elyon, the supernal refinement, which is the level of igul. Right? So we have yosher and igul. You can look it up in Chassidus. I'll give you a short explanation. It doesn't require tshuva because it's coming from a place that's higher than where a tshuva can reach. And according to Rabbi Yehoshua, this level of igul, even if you do tshuva, you can't reach there. So I don't need your tshuva. Yeah, do whatever you can. Do your best. You could be sure that Rabbi Yehoshua himself didn't do averes, and he was doing tshuva of tzaddikim himself. But even if Yidden won't do, this light will be taken care of through the birurim. This level of igul. Thus, when Rabbi Yehoshua says all meritorious, or the opposite, all not meritorious, kulo zakai or kulo ichayev, he's referring to Torah and mitzvahs. Torah and good deeds, which these affect the birur, which is the level of igul, and he's not referring to tshuva, the level of yosher, which is your personal ability to receive it. So let's understand these two terms a little bit. Yosher means straight, like a square box with straight sides. And igul means rounded, which is like a dome or a sphere. So in simple terms, imagine for yourself that a box, right? A box is made up of all straight lines. The walls are straight, and the corners, and the sides, and where the one wall meets the other. And this indicates limitation. It's a box. A box is something limited. A line might keep going, but only in one direction. It means that the walls of a box are defined by the corners. In other words, there's a different distance to the wall than to the corner. So that why? Because the wall says you can until here. This is the border. This is the boundary. You'll understand it better when you hear the word igul, which is a sphere. A sphere, on the other hand, signifies unlimited. Let's explain what it means. A balloon, for example, when you blow up a balloon, it expands in all directions equally with no limitation or differentiation. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. It's a balloon that has no limitations. And Yosher, which is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, it's like a box. You have to have your dimensions defined, otherwise your box will look ridiculous. A sphere, a balloon, it goes in all directions and it's always round. So Yosher, that's Rabbi Eliezer, is connected with the Or Pnimi, the light that enters the vessels, what you personally experience, understand, etc. That's the illumination of Torah that affects a person internally. Igul, which is Rabbi Yehoshua, is connected with the Or Makif, which is a light that transcends the limitations of the vessel. I mean, meaning, anyway, you're not going to understand it. So what does it matter if you tried, you didn't try, you did tshuva, didn't do tshuva? It's beyond you. It's unlimited. And it's not going to have much effect on you anyway. Yosher is limited, but it's effective. It changes you. It defines who you are. So the machlokes, it comes out that the machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua seems to be taking shape as a conflict over whether the geula means limited or unlimited. If the light of the geula can be called geula, if it's shining but it remains beyond our conception, can you call that geula? If the aura of geula is unlimited and it can coexist with my own darkness and my own confusion, and can that be called geula? So Rabbi Eliezer is saying no. If you don't experience it, if you didn't make yourself able to experience it, we're not going to call that geula. So he comes across like a Chabad Chassid. He's demanding to be internalized, and you have to transform yourself. The individual has to transform himself to receive the Or of geula. And Rabbi Yehoshua seems to lean more to the Polisher Derech. Polisher side, that these things are higher than a Yid's personal existence, and there's no need for the individual to make him into a vessel, and the Mashiach will bring down these, take care of these things, and it's not for you to take care of. But the Mittler Rebbe isn't finished yet.